In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 13. Hier bitte mein Schlüssel. Here's my key. In the last lesson, Hannah, the chambermaid at the Hotel Europa, was introduced to Andreas, the porter. It was an awkward situation for Andreas because X, the invisible elf, kept trying to draw attention to herself. Hannah and the manageress, Frau Berger, found this unsettling. They thought they were alone, and then they heard a voice they couldn't identify. Frau Berger asked if anyone was there, and X replied, "Yes, we are."
Ja, wir.
Then Frau Berger noticed Andreas and asked him what he was doing. X replied in the first person plural, referring to Andreas and herself as we, wir.
Wir studieren.
Frau Berger couldn't, of course, see X and thought Andreas was referring to himself in the plural. She asked Andreas if he always said we when he meant to say I.
Sagen Sie immer wir und meinen ich?
This put Andreas in a difficult situation, and he couldn't hide his embarrassment. Realizing this, Hannah interrupted and introduced herself to Andreas as the chambermaid.
Na ja, also ich bin Hannah, das Zimmermädchen.
Andreas is now back at the reception desk, where he's kept very busy. People are coming and going, and Andreas has to reply to a lot of inquiries from the guests. In the next scene, one of the hotel guests, Herr Meyer, walks up to the reception desk. What does he give Andreas? And what does he say to him?
Guten Morgen, Herr Meyer. Wie geht's?
Danke, gut. Hier, mein Schlüssel.
Danke und einen schönen Tag noch.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Herr Meyer puts his key on the counter and says to Andreas, "Here's my key."
Hier, mein Schlüssel.
We'll come back to this later, but now for the next scene. A woman who checked into the hotel the previous evening goes to the reception desk. What does Andreas hand her and what does he say to her?
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Hier bitte, Ihr Pass.
Ach ja, danke. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Andreas gives the woman back her passport, which she kept overnight, to complete her registration. As he hands it to her, he says, "Here's your passport."
Hier bitte, Ihr Pass.
In the next scene, Dr. Thurmann, a regular guest at the Hotel Europa, goes to the reception desk. Andreas has a letter, Brief, for him. Listen carefully and try to find out what Dr. Thurmann has mislaid.
Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Thurmann. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Morgen. Danke, es geht.
Hier ist ein Brief für Sie.
So, ein Brief. Meine Brille. Meine Brille ist weg. Woher kommt denn der Brief?
Aus Berlin. Entschuldigen Sie bitte, Herr Dr. Thürmann, da ist ja Ihre Brille.
Hä? Na, na so was. Ich bin doch alt.
Dr. Thurmann has received a letter, and naturally he wants to find out who it's from. But he can't read without his glasses. Brille. He looks for them, but he can't find them. So he exclaims, "My glasses are gone."
Meine Brille ist weg.
Each of the three scenes you've just heard began in the same way, with the expression, "Good morning."
Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen, Herr Meier. Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Andreas then asks Herr Meier and Dr. Thürmann how they are. Listen to his questions once again. He asks the questions in two different ways.
Wie geht's? Wie geht es Ihnen?
Herr Meier is a young man, and so Andreas' question is less formal than if he were talking to an older person.
Wie geht's?
When he talks to Dr. Thürmann, Andreas asks the same question in a more formal and polite manner.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Herr Meier replies, "Fine, thanks."
Danke, gut.
Dr. Thürmann's answer is a little vaguer. "Not so bad, thanks," he says.
Danke, es geht.
Then Herr Meier hands in his key.
Hier, mein Schlüssel.
Andreas hands back the passport to the woman who registered at the hotel the previous evening.
Hier bitte, Ihr Pass.
Dr. Thürmann thinks he's lost his glasses. "My glasses are gone," he says.
Meine Brille ist weg.
Dr. Thürmann looks for his glasses, but he can't find them. As so often happens, he's wearing them on his head. Andreas sees this at once and says, "There are your glasses."
Da ist ja Ihre Brille.
Dr. Thürmann is relieved and mutters something about getting old. Alt.
Ich bin doch alt.
In today's lesson, you've heard various examples of the possessive article. More about that in a moment, after the melody. When people refer to things that belong to them, they use a possessive article in the first person singular. The word for my in German is mein or meine.
Mein Schlüssel. Mein Schlüssel.
Meine Brille. Meine Brille.
The possessive article mein is used in the same way as the indefinite article ein when referring to masculine or neuter nouns.
Der Schlüssel. Ein Schlüssel. Mein Schlüssel.
Hier, mein Schlüssel.
Das Bier. Ein Bier. Mein Bier.
Das ist mein Bier.
The possessive article meine is used in the same way as the indefinite article eine to refer to feminine nouns.
Die Brille. Eine Brille. Meine Brille.
Meine Brille ist weg.
If you're addressing someone formally, using the Sie form, you use the possessive article Ihr or Ihre, depending on the gender of the accompanying noun. For example, your passport, masculine, your glasses, feminine.
Ihr Pass. Ihr Pass.
Ihre Brille. Ihre Brille.
Ihr, then, applies to masculine or neuter nouns. Listen again.
Der Pass. Ihr Pass.
Hier bitte. Ihr Pass.
Das Geld. Ihr Geld.
Hier bitte. Ihr Geld.
Ihre applies to feminine nouns, as in the following examples.
Die Brille. Ihre Brille.
Hier bitte. Ihre Brille.
This brings us to the last scene in the hotel. X, the invisible elf, thinks Andreas has been neglecting her, and she demands his attention. To make her presence felt, X starts playing around with various things at the reception desk, including Andreas's fountain pen, Füller. As you may have noticed, Andreas and X address one another informally. They call each other du. The possessive article in the second person du form is dein before masculine and neuter nouns and deine before feminine nouns. Listen to the conversation between Andreas and X.
Das ist mein Füller.
Dein Füller? Ach so, das weiß ich doch nicht. Ist das auch deine Brille?
Nein, Ex, sei still, ich arbeite.
Arbeiten, arbeiten. Der Mensch arbeitet immer.
Now you can hear all four scenes at the reception desk from the beginning. While you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Guten Morgen, Herr Meier. Wie geht's?
Danke, gut. Hier, mein Schlüssel.
Danke und einen schönen Tag noch.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Andreas hands back a passport to a woman who registered at the hotel the previous evening.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Hier bitte, Ihr Pass.
Ach ja, danke. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dr. Thürmann has received a letter, but he can't read without his glasses, and they're missing.
Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Thürmann. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Morgen. Danke, es geht.
Hier ist ein Brief für Sie.
So, ein Brief. Meine Brille. Meine Brille ist weg. Woher kommt denn der Brief?
Aus Berlin. Entschuldigen Sie bitte, Herr Dr. Thürmann. Da ist ja Ihre Brille.
Na so was. Ich bin doch alt.
Meanwhile, X decides to annoy Andreas.
Das ist mein Füller.
Dein Füller? Ach so, das weiß ich doch nicht. Ist das auch deine Brille?
Nein, Ex, sei still, ich arbeite.
Arbeiten, arbeiten. Der Mensch arbeitet immer.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.